Hi everybody, this is Gadsad. I hope that your weekend is off to a good start. As many of you know, those who follow me at least, I'm a huge fan of Greta Thunberg and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, especially their positions on climate change. I know that we probably have at most three, four, top 5 days left to live. We have to all do our parts to contribute to the health of society. You don't want to be an earth rapist. I certainly don't. And so I live a very ecologically conscious life. Now, it turns out, by the way, I've made some very, very serious mistakes. And this wonderful article in Vogue magazine, British Vogue, speaks to the mistake that I've made. And then I actually will issue an apology based on the mistakes that I made, as contextualized in the context of that British Vogue magazine. So this is having a baby in 2021 pure environmental vandalism by Nell Frizzell. And I will put the link to the article. So I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just read a few of the little snippets that I thought were really good. So it starts off with, is having a child an act of environmental vandalism or an investment in the future? Is it possible to live an ecologically responsible life while adding yet another person to our overstretched planet? Can I get away with it if I just never learn to drive, never get a dog, and keep wearing the same three pairs of jeans for the rest of my life? For the scientifically engaged person, there are few questions more troubling when looking at the current climate emergency than that of having a baby. Whether your body throbs to reproduce, you passively believe that it is on the cards for you one day, or you actively seek to remain child-free, the declining health of the planet cannot help but factor in your thinking. Before I got pregnant, I worried feverishly about the strain on the Earth's resources that another Western child would add. The food he ate, the nappies he wore, the electricity he would use. Before he'd even started sitting up, my child would have already contributed far more to climate change than his counterpart in, say, Kerala or South Sudan. They're noble, you're Westerner. Based on your photo, you look white. You're an earth rapist, face it. But I also worried about the sort of world that I would bring my child into, where we have perhaps just another 60 harvests left before our overworked soil gives out and we are running out of fresh water. Could I really have a baby knowing that by the time he was my father's age, we may be living on a dry and barren earth? Most modeling shows that probably in the next year or so, Earth will be no different in terms of how barren it is than Mars. And those are just based on just very powerful models. It's just science. It's settled. While gestating my son, and probably every day since, I have wondered whether having children is in itself an ecologically sound or unsound decision. Well, spoiler, like so much in this life, it's not a simple binary. Then she goes on several more paragraphs, and then she comes to the second to last paragraph. Despite the evidence that she showed you that by having a child, Western child, you're an earth rapist, and yet, like millions of others, I did it anyway. I had a baby. I'd have another if my partner agreed. Is that because I'm selfish, myopic, or greedy? Did I simply learn to compartmentalize my thinking, choose to listen to the arguments that supported what I wanted to do anyway, or ignore what was right in front of my face? Here's another possibility. We are a sexually reproducing species, and so it is maybe natural that we want to have children. Possibility. But anyways, I really thought hard about it, and I came to the conclusion that she raises some good points. Having children is a form of ecological vandalism. And frankly, I think that's too diplomatic a word. It's a form of ecological terrorism. Based on that standard, which I now fully subscribe by, I am an ecological terrorist. If you want to get rid of your guilt, you often will turn to the whip of self-loathing, the whip of self-disgust, which you've seen me use in the past. So I have children, and I know I'm wrong for having had them. By the way, I had written on my social media, I apologize to Greta Thunberg, to AOC, and to John Kerry for having had children. I will try to starve them to offset their carbon footprint. Again, my apologies. I'll do better. I thought that that wasn't enough. I'm always willing to learn more. I'm always willing to listen. I'm always willing to allow for an organic conversation to arise. I'm willing to reimagine parenting. So I think that starving my children as a way to reimagine how I can contribute to ecological, well-being is something that's totally reasonable. But I do think that I should self-flagellate, if only to show that I'm truly pious and truly repenting. So for having had the audacity, if not the terroristic impulse of having children, I apologize. My children are ecological terrorists. They are bad. I live in the West. Remember, what's important is that you wake up every day. If you are a Westerner, if you're a noble person that resides in the third world, or you're a noble person of color, but certainly not if you're white, you need to wake up every morning and find ways, new ways, noble ways, progressive ways to engage in self-loathing. You have to, for example, feel bad that there is intergenerational guilt. There were some white people 300 years ago who did some bad things to other people, and neither those victims nor the perpetrators of the horrifying realities back then have anything to do with you. But because you have a particular skin, you should feel guilty. If you're male, you should feel guilty for having testicles, because you are contributing through the circulating testosterone in your body, you're contributing and perpetuating a culture of toxic masculinity, right? If you approach a woman to ask her out very politely on a date and she's not into you, that's a form of sexual assault. So we should get, as many radical feminists have argued, imagine how much better it would be if we got rid of heterosexuality. Heterosexuality is inherently violent at its base. And you can take women's studies courses that literally say this, right? Heterosexual mating is penetrative and therefore it is violent. And so it makes perfect sense that for a sexually reproducing species, you would get rid of heterosexuality, because then the true progressive nature, the true fluidity of our sexuality would flourish through same-sex mating. So this is really what we're trying to get at. Because, by the way, same-sex mating, we could engage in proper sexuality and we wouldn't be perpetuating ecological vandalism, because there would be no chance to have children. So really, I truly see, I'm a strong supporter of this. This is why I'm reevaluating my current relationship with my wife, because I think that through, rejecting heterosexuality, we can have many benefits. But of relevant to this current article, we could stop the terrorism associated with having children. So please, no more children, to allow for Mother Earth to grow. I wish I could say slowly we inch. Have a good weekend, everybody.